This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So tonight in the Halacha Shir, a very interesting topic. The topic is the lefty in Halacha, a left-handed person in Halacha. We try, if possible, to find a halachic topic related to the coming week's Parsha. What is the connection between a left-handed person and Parsha's Bahalosucha? The answer is, so far as I know, there isn't one. However, Mitzvah Hashem, this Shabbos, my wife and I are making a bar mitzvah. Our youngest son, Shmuel, is getting bar mitzvah, and he is left-handed. And therefore, his bar mitzvah, Josh, is about this very matter. And I thought I would share some of this interesting findings with you. So for all the left-handed people out there and those who are not left-handed as well, here we go. By the way, I should preface this by saying that a lot of this, almost all of it, I think, I got from Rabbi Pesach Krohn's Kuntrus on the left-handed person in Halacha, which is based in turn on Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's Kuntrus, Hilchas Itziyad, I think it's called. A fabulous collection of all the halachas that apply to a left-handed person. So we can split this into three categories. There are some mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with their left hand or towards the left side. There are some mitzvahs and minhagim which everyone does with the right hand or towards the right side. And there are some mitzvahs and minhagim that left-handers do differently than right-handers. Let's go through each category. The first category are mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does, regardless if they're left or right-handed, that everyone does with their left hand or towards the left side. Now, two examples of that would be leaning on Seder night and cutting nails. So let's go through each. Leaning on Seder night, we know that we lean towards the left. The Shulchan Aruch says, base. If you're listening online, you'd like the sheet, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The Shulchan Aruch says, we only lean to the left on Seder night. There is no difference between a left-handed person and a right-handed person. Everyone leans to the left. Now, why is that? Well, the Mishnah Berurah explains that there are two reasons why you lean to the left. One is, imagine if I'm leaning to the left like that, it's easier for me to eat with my right hand. My right hand is available. So that's one reason why it's preferable to lean to the left. Another reason is that if I'm leaning to the left, there are two pipes, the food pipe and the windpipe, the trachea and the esophagus, the conne and the veshet, which are next to each other. And therefore, by leaning to the left, where the food pipe is further across, therefore, it's less likely the chas v'shalom person is going to choke, the food will go down the windpipe, and therefore, one leans to the left. Now, the nafka minna would be a left-handed person, because whilst it's okay for me as a right-handed person, that if I'm leaning to the left, I can use my right hand to eat, the left-handed person, his left hand is not very available for him. For that. So maybe he should lean to the right. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that even so, we say chamira sakanta miyisura, because it involves a degree of danger, therefore the left-handed person would also lean to the left because of that concern, that overrides the other issue of him having his eating hand available. So therefore, leaning on Seder night, everyone does to the left. Now, what about cutting nails? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos and in Siman Reish Samach Sif Aleph that on Erev Shabbos we wash, ideally called Gufay, says the Ramah. And then he carries on and says, when you cut your nails, lo yitzel osam kesidron, you don't cut them in order. We've discussed it before, we won't have a share on this. And rather, you start with the left hand and you go, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Siman is Dalad Beis Hey Gimel Aleph, which basically means you start with this finger, then that finger, then this one, middle one, and then the thumb, and so too on the right hand, if you sort of cover up like that, you will do the same order. That's the Shulchan Aruch over there. But it doesn't make a difference if you're left or right-handed. Everyone would cut with the left hand first. You cut the nails of the left hand first. So there we have category A, mitzvahs and minhagim, that everyone does with the left hand or towards the left side. Category B are mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with the right hand or towards the right side. Two examples of that would be Kriya Shema and the Tilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kriya Shema and Siman Samach Aleph Sif Hei, Nagin Liten Yadayim Al Pneim B'Kriyas Posuk Rishon. There is a minute that we take our hands and we cover our eyes for the first posuk of Shema. What's the reason? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kedei Shelo Yistakel B'Dova Acher Shemayne Melechavim. It just aids our concentration. If we cover our eyes, then we're able to concentrate properly when we say the Pasuk of Shema and have the machshavas of Kabbalas or Machu Shemaim and all the other kavanas as appropriate. There are other reasons, of course, why we cover our hands, cover our eyes, etc. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says on that, Ratzalome Yad Yamin, you use the right hand. And Chaim Kanievsky says, based on Kabbalistic reasons, there is no difference between right and left-handed people. Everyone would use their right hand when it comes to covering their eyes for saying Shema. Now, Netilas Yadayim, similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Dalet, Notel Kli, one takes a Kli, Biyad Yamino, in the right hand, V'noisne Liyad Smolo, and then you put it in the left hand, Kadeshi Yorik Maim Al Yamino Tchila. So, here is my glass of water, which I've already made a shahakal on. And if when you wash the tilas yadayim in the morning, you pick it up in your right hand, you fill the kli, you then hand it over to your left hand, and then you pour it. And you do that three times, alternate hands. According to the Gaon, you do it a fourth time. And everyone does that. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kadeshi yizkar b'yamin shehu chesed al smol shehu din. You pick up the kli with the right hand, you fill it up, you put it to the left hand, you pour, alternate, but you start with the right hand. Why? So that chesed should be miskabe, should override, overpower, dominate the din. And then the Mishnah Berurah carries on, v'gam be'itzer osin and bossi yamin da'alma, and so too, with the left-handed person, he also goes right. So there we have the second category, things where mitzvahs and minhagim, that everyone does with the right hand or towards the right side. Kriya Shema and the Tilas Yadayim are examples of that. Now, what about the third category, where mitzvahs and minhagim, the left-handers do differently than right-handers? So two examples of that are tefillin and brachas. Now, tefillin, just b'kitza, let's explain what the story is. There are different reasons why or which hand you put the tefillin on. The first well-known reason is ukshartem uchasavtem. And the hand which you write with, you also use to bind, to wrap the tefillin. So I am a right-handed person. I therefore write with my right hand, and therefore I would wrap my tefillin with my right hand, and therefore I would put my tefillin on my weak hand. Why is that? Because ukshartem uchasavtem, maksiva b'yamin, just as writing is with the right hand, so too the kshira should be with the right hand, and therefore I wrap on the other hand. That is one reason. That is the reason that Rav Nosson gives in the Gemara in Menachos. There is a second reason, and that is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that the pasuk says ukshartem lo'is al yodcho. Yodcha is spelt unusually Yud Dalet Chof Hei, which the Gemara interprets to mean Yad Keha, the weaker hand. And therefore, you put the tefillin Ukshatim Al Yodcha on the weaker hand. So for me, my left hand is the weaker hand. So therefore, I would put my tefillin on the left hand. Doesn't make a difference. Both of those reasons, for me, I would put my tefillin on my left hand, either because Ukshatim Uchsavtem, I write with my right hand, and therefore I do the Kshira with my right hand, and I wrap it on the other hand, which is, of course, my left hand, or because it's Yad Kehar, it's the weaker hand. What would the Nafka Minna be? The Nafka Minna would be someone who writes with his left hand, but his right hand is stronger. Why? Well, if the focus is on the writing, the Ikra is the Ksiva, so if you write with your left hand, then you do the Kshira, the binding with your left hand, and you would put the tefillin on the other hand, on your right hand. But if your right hand is stronger, then your left hand is weaker. You should put the tefillin on the left hand. And therefore, this would be a big nafka minna. And what do we do lahalacha? Well, the Rosh Paskins like Rav Ashi, that you focus on the Yad Keho. However, the Smak and the Torah Paskins like Rav Nosson, and the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. He brings first Rav Ashi, he focuses on the stronger hand, and then he brings Yesh Omrim Rav Nosson. And according to the rule of Stam v'Yesh halacha k'yesh, when the Mishnah Berurah, when the Shulchan Aruch brings a Stam opinion, and then he says V'yesh Omrim, the halacha is like the Yesh, and therefore the halacha would be like Rav Nosson, that you go after the writing hand. And the Ramah says the same thing. So according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the focus is on the writing, the ikar is the ksiva. And therefore, if the left, this left-handed person, he writes with his left hand, then that is the ksiva, and therefore he would bind the tefillin and he would put it on his right hand. However, there's always a however, the Vilna Gaon paskens like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that you go after, like Ravashi said, you go on the stronger hand, and therefore it would be the other way around. Just anecdotally, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld of Seed fame, well known here in London, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld is a case in point, because he writes with his left hand, but his right hand is stronger. In fact, I called him earlier this evening just to check with him, because I remember he told me about this some time ago. And I remember a psak that he got. So I just called to clarify this with him. And he told me that when he became bar mitzvah, this is going back several decades, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael at the time, but he got a message out to one of the great poskim of our time, Rabbi Eliashiv Zatzal. And Rabbi Eliashiv told him that he should basically follow the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and therefore that you follow we go after the Yesh, and you go like Rav Nosson, and you go boss of the Ksiva, and therefore since he writes with his left hand, he should put his tefillin on his right hand, which is what he does. But for those of you who ever daven with Rabbi Grunfeld, you'll note that in Chazoras HaShatz, he will take his tefillin off, and then he'll put them on the other hand, he'll sort of flip it around, and he'll put it on the other hand, because Rabbi Yashiv told him that we should be choshesh for the opinion, I assume he means the opinion of the Gra, and go after the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, namely that of Rav Ashi, that you go after the weaker hand. It's interesting that in Eretz Yisrael, and this is why I called Rabbi Grunfeld, A, to verify that, and B, just to double check what the rationale was, that Rabbi Grunfeld couldn't remember exactly whether Rabbi Yashiv mentioned the Gaon. But the interesting thing is in Eretz Yisrael, where many practices follow the minhag of the Gaon, many poskim do rule like Rav Ashi, and in Chuzaris we do follow Rav Nosson. And I wonder whether Rabbi Yashiv is influenced by his being in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Grunfeld wasn't sure. But either way, that is an interesting nafkamina between left-handers and right-handers. Now, another nafkamina between left-handers and right-handers is brachas. What does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Birchas HaPeiros in Simen Reish Vav Sif Dalet, Koldav Hashem Avarech Olav La'achla, anything which you're going to hold to make a brach on to eat it, or to smell it, Tzarech La'ach Seh B'yaminah Kshem Avarech. So I've already made a brach on my drink earlier, but when I make a brach on this glass of water, I would hold it in my right hand and I'll make a brach on it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ube itayad ozlin and bossi yamina small today. So the left-handed person would hold it in his left hand. So there's another nafkamina between the right hand and the left-handed person. If I'm holding an apple, I would hold it in my right hand to make a brach. A left-handed person would hold it in his left hand. Now, there are reasons for this, and I've got them on the sheet, the various reasons you can see. If you email me, I'll send you the sheet, like I said. But just let me just close with this. There is an interesting and quite a well-known contradiction in the Mechaber, because whilst we've said that you hold everything in the right hand when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Lulav, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, it's a neit lulav b'yamin kol adam. The left-handed person would hold the lulav in his right hand. The Ramah argues, but according to the Mechaber, you would hold the lulav in your right hand. But yet, the Mechaber paskens in Hilchos Kiddush, yesh mi sho'eme shem hamavarech ite oiches akoitz b'yamin shehu smol kol adam, that he would hold the Kiddush cup in his left hand. Does that not seem to contradict his ruling in lulav? Why is it that the Mechaber paskens that the left-handed person holds the lulav in his right hand, and he makes Kiddush holding the Kiddush cup in his left hand? Is that not a contradiction? That is the theme of my son's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel this Shabbos, and there are lots of answers to that. If you email me, Bli Neda, I'll send you a copy of the drush or details of those answers to that famous question. But in short, it's a very interesting topic, the lefty in Halacha. There are three categories. Some mitzvahs and minhagim that everyone does with their left hand or towards the left side. Some which everyone do to the right or to the right side. And there are some which left-handers do differently than right-handers, as discussed. Tefillin and brachas are good examples of that. Big topic, but that's just given a bit of a flavor to it. Okay, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.